it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Q104. Well, it's that time of year again.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Are you okay?
Don't
Is
you
everything alright?
Don't you remember what happened yesterday? Don't you remember what happened downtown on the lakefront yesterday? It's amazing to me that you don't get this joke.
Oh, the Browns. The Browns. Yep. That's what happened.
This joke would go so much better if I had another Browns fan in the room with me.
However, you're stuck with me. I did see everybody losing their mind that they missed the kick.
Okay, so you know. You do know.
I did see that.
All right. You understand. You just don't have the same feelings.
Yeah, I'm not still thinking about it today.
That was
a yesterday
right.
thing.
And I'm doing a much better job, by the way.
Yeah, you seem fine. That's why I forgot that they even played.
I'm in a great mood.
Well, good.
Like, that joke almost doesn't work for me anymore. Like, I feel fine. Yesterday was just comically bad. The way that the Browns lose is comically bad.
Are we going to go 0-16 this season?
No.
Perfect season, baby. Let's go.
Then I will be depressed. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, so maybe I'm evolving as a human, or at the very least, evolving as a Browns fan, where a loss like yesterday, it really didn't affect my mood for the rest of the day. I was fine.
I would say that's growth for sure. That is evolution at its finest, my friend.
Or maybe it's just because my expectations for this season weren't that great. I have expected the Browns to lose a lot this season going into this.
Was it like a blowout yesterday?
No, it was heartbreak. It was the Browns once again shooting themselves in the foot. You think that they're going to win it. You think they're going to win it. You think they're, oh my gosh, are they going to do it? And then they don't do it.
That's the worst. I would rather it just be a blowout at that point. That way you know what's coming.
So you can go find something else to do?
Yeah.
Like wash dishes?
Sure. That wouldn't be my first choice, but you could do that.
Well, that's exactly what I did after the Browns game yesterday. I don't think I told you this. Remember back in April, May when my dishwasher conked out and I had to buy a new dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what's broken again?
No.
My dishwasher.
No.
Brand new dishwasher. And we had the repairman guy come out, and he came out and he was in the house for literally 30 seconds. And he's like, oh yeah, you need a new one of this. And we're like, we need a new one on something that's like 3 months old.
You just got one.
I know. I guess we did not buy the premium product there. And he's like, I'll be back on September 18th.
What?
To repair it.
Okay, so you guys are really back to living like the olden days.
Yeah.
In Bill's house.
So after the
watching
game?
The Browns on an antenna on the TV and hand washing dishes.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like. So yesterday afternoon after the game, I went into my kitchen and started washing dishes. And how about this for being old fashioned? I turned on the radio.
Really?
And I was listening to our sister station, 92.3 The Fan. So after the game, they do like a post game show for like 3 hours of just Browns fans calling in and just sharing their opinion about the game.
It's like a support group.
Yes, it is. And this guy appealed to me so much. I think his name is Joe in Cleveland. He said he's 65 years old and he's been watching the Browns since 1975. And here's a little bit of Joe.
The Browns just is a sports travesty, man. And ain't nobody going to tell me different, man. Best just gave you the yardage and all that. Only the Browns do that. Shut down both of them top receivers. Shut them down. Shut down Burrow. And they still lose. That's the Browns, man. This fan base, man, got to be at wit's end with this team because we go through this every year for the last 30 years.
Poor Joe.
I know.
Joe has had it up to his ears with the Browns.
I want to meet Joe, and I just want to give Joe a giant hug.
I really would like for 92.3 The Fan, our friends over there, I would love it if they made a legit support group. Like an actual support group.
It is. That post-game show can be like a support group. Like everybody's just sharing their feelings and just letting them flow.
Just let it out.
Really. That's why I love living here, though, in this city. It's like, I don't know Joe from Cleveland.
But you know Joe.
I know exactly how he's feeling.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And I want to give him that big, giant hug. It's Q104. Good morning. Somber, who performed last night at the MTV VMAs, is that right?
Yes, he did. Also, he is just one guy.
It's not a band?
No, I thought it was. It's just one guy.
So you would walk up to him and you would say, "Hey, Somber, I loved your performance tonight at the MTV VMAs." That's how you would refer to him as?
Just a singular one person.
Wow.
Is one person is Somber, but he was good.
I learned something this morning.
So did I learn something last night.
I totally forgot the MTV VMAs were on last night. I was watching Wednesday as a family, with the family, and it totally slipped my mind.
Yeah, I watched. It was fine.
We're going to do a recap of the MTV VMAs so I can get caught up in a second. But now I'm not so excited about it because Alyssa's like, it was fine.
Yeah, we'll catch you up to speed. It's all right.
Before we get to that, Lizzo said something, and I wanted to try to understand what she was saying. This was a video that she dropped on TikTok.
I saw this video, actually.
Did this come across your algorithm?
It did. It came across my For You page.
Lizzo was trying to explain why there was no Song of the Summer. She blames it on social media, specifically the algorithm. The algorithms. Here is Lizzo on her TikTok the other night.
Look how many followers I have. Look how many followers you have. And when you post a video, how many of your followers actually see your video? Not that many, right? Because even though someone is following you, it's not guaranteed that they're going to see you on their FYP. And everyone uses their FYP.
What's an FYP?
For You page. I've tried to explain this exact thing to you before, Bill.
What's that?
About TikTok, how even if you're following somebody, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to see their videos, that they're going to pop up into your algorithm. It's very interesting.
Okay. What I'm trying to understand what Lizzo is talking about is Lizzo suggesting that the only way to discover new music is through TikTok?
I think that she is suggesting that a lot of people these days are finding their music through TikTok. So that video went on to say that, you know, even 20 years ago, we were all finding our new music, like right here on the radio. So we were all having that experience together and we were all kind of listening to the same stuff. But now there's so much on TikTok and social media that it's almost oversaturated, that there's too many options now for people to pick from. So much so that a lot of music is being overlooked.
Well, that makes me incredibly sad. I mean, not just for the radio angle. I get it. This has been going on for years. I understand that most people do not discover music on the radio anymore. Radio is more like complimentary.
Right.
Or the music is now complimentary to what we're doing on the radio.
It's a double-edged sword, though, because at the end of that video, Lizzo talked about how right now is a really good time, though, for up-and-coming artists that maybe aren't signed. Now is a great time to be able to get your music out there, just putting it out there yourself, not even bothering to sign to a label. But the other side of that is that artists like her and that are established, their music isn't coming across our pages.
Yeah, that bothers me a lot, and I don't know what the answer is.
I'm not sure either, other than just seeking out music on your own.
When Alyssa and I try to present to you new music when we can. Mm-hmm. You know, when Justin Bieber dropped his new album a few weeks ago.
Sabrina, we previewed a couple of those songs last week.
Right, Taylor Swift. And I would say most people know about those albums coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But what is Lizzo referring to? Like, what other artists aren't getting the exposure?
She had mentioned, like, Lady Gaga. She had mentioned Drake. obviously herself. I'm sure that there was other artists that she mentioned in there, but she was just saying that like there's been a lot of really good music this year. So the conversation of there is no song of the summer, there is one out there. It's just a matter of where.
Did Lizzo mention that she wished TikTok would get banned because I'm back on that now? Like, shouldn't we have banned TikTok by now?
Oh, gosh. No, she didn't mention that, but I'm not far behind ya.
Let's find another way to discover music. TikTok didn't work.
I'm back to making mixed CDs, so I'm good with taking it old school.
I want to hear about last night's MTV Video Music Awards. We'll do that next. A recap coming up. You've got Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. I did not watch the MTV VMAs last night. I totally forgot they were on. I was watching Wednesday with the family, and then I just went to bed. Alyssa did watch the show last night.
I did. We at least both got to see Lady Gaga, though. You and me both with what we were watching.
Well, let's start off with that. Lady Gaga, she performed last night. So this is a little bit of Lady Gaga on the stage at the MTV VMAs. That sounds really good. That sounds tremendous.
You want to hear something crazy that I don't know if you saw this? That was actually not at the VMAs.
Oh, okay. So Lady Gaga didn't even show up last night.
No, she was there. She accepted, I believe, the first award of the night. I think it was, I want to say like Song of the Year, Artist of the Year, something of the year. But then she immediately, as she was doing her speech, she was like, I would love to see the rest of the performances, but I have to go back to Madison Square Garden. So then she went back to Madison Square Garden for her own show, and then that is where that was from. So MTV was there filming at her show. She did double duty last night, went to the VMAs, and then went to her own show.
Logistically, I don't even know how that's possible.
Oh, she had to have flown. There was only like an hour and a half between her show starting and when she left the VMAs. She had to have flown in a helicopter or something.
Yeah, it had to. Yeah, because both events took place in New York City last night.
Okay. Exactly.
Here is Lady Gaga. I believe this is Lady Gaga, her acceptance speech for winning Artist of the Year.
And to my partner in all things, Michael. Creating this year with you was a beautiful, beautiful dream. And you have been my partner every step of the way. I dedicate this to you too, my love. I wish I could stay and watch all these amazing performances, but I have to go back to Madison Square Garden.
There she is. Oh, she's leaving.
Yep.
Mariah Carey performed last night. We'll explain why in a second, but here's her performance. So Mariah Carey was given the Video Vanguard Award. That's like the Lifetime Achievement Award in the MTV universe. It's given to artists who have a profound impact on music videos and pop culture. Here is Mariah's acceptance speech from last night.
Thank you so much, MTV, for giving me the Vanguard Award. I can't believe I'm getting my first VMA tonight. I just have one question. What in the Sam Hill were you waiting for? No, I'm kidding. I love you, MTV. I love you. I love you so much. This is amazing.
Very Mariah of her.
She used the term, what in the Sam Hill?
Yeah, what?
That phrase is older than me.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm going to laugh because it's Mariah Carey.
It's a very old-timey phrase. I can't believe she used it. I'm also surprised she didn't defrost then and announce that it's Christmas time.
I was waiting for just like the do, 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 like to start and then have her all like fake us out, but it didn't happen.
What else from last night? Sabrina Carpenter performed her new song, Tears.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's sounding good.
She did amazing.
I need to go back because apparently I missed some good performances, good live performances last night.
Her performance was a lot of fun. She did like the whole like rain dancing thing. Oh, it was great.
Ariana Grande, I have already previewed this audio, and I'm only bringing this up because I wanted to make a different observation. Ariana Grande won Video of the Year for Brighter Days Ahead. Here's her acceptance speech, but I wanted to talk about what I wanted to talk after we hear from Ariana.
Art has been a safe space for me since I was a kid. I'm so grateful that I get to do this with my life and to have such fiercely loving and supportive fans. Thank you for growing with me and being so supportive of me as a human being, navigating in real time which creative itch needs to be scratched next, whether it's acting, music, musical theater, or a little bit of tour.
Okay, here's my observation. Because when I listened to that early this morning, I thought that it was sped up. Did Ariana Grande change her voice during that speech?
No, she changed it a while ago. You're late on this train, Bill. Yeah, she's been doing that like kind of transatlantic-y accent since she started filming Wicked.
That is bizarre.
Like, Isn't it weird?
I was looking for other audio for Ariana. Like, has she always sounded like this? I don't remember.
Nope. This is a new personality that we unlocked with Glinda.
Okay. Well, yeah. There's no time to get into that, and I'm not even sure if I want to get into it.
Might be best to just leave that one at the door.
How about Alex Warren? He won Best New Artist last night. He performed as well. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Alex Warren, right now, this is Ordinary. The Q Morning Show. We want to talk to Macy in North Royalton. She has a good vibe this morning. Macy, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share your good vibe with us.
Well, I adopted a little dog about a week ago.
Oh!
And she is just the perfect little addition to my life.
Tell us how you found her and what the last week has been like.
Just popped into an adoption shelter just for the heck of it, and I completely fell in love.
Were you planning to adopt a dog, or were you kind of just going to, like, browse around? I know sometimes, like, when I'm bored, I'll just go do that.
I had been hoping. I'd wanted a dog. I was ready to get a dog, but, I wasn't necessarily expecting that day for it to happen.
Right.
It was kind of just like, you know, if I find my baby, I find my baby.
And you found your baby.
And I did.
Tell us all about the baby. Boy, girl, name, age.
Her name is Coco.
Oh.
That was her name when I got her. She's 4 years old.
Aww.
And she is so smart. She's a little mutt. We have no idea what kind of dog she is.
Mm.
But she's absolutely perfect, and she's so smart. And I have my new best friend.
Aw, I'm so glad that she found her forever home.
I think she's pretty happy about it, too.
That is the best good vibe. Macy, thank you so much for calling up and sharing this morning about your new fur baby.
Of course.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Have you seen Philly's Karen yet?
No.
I put video up on our Instagram, at the Q Morning Show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me go look.
So you can follow along with what I'm about to tell you about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here she is.
Go there. Okay. So what happened, this was at the Miami Marlins baseball game the other night. Philadelphia Phillies are in town, and there's a home run hit to the outfield. Some guy runs over, and both of these are Phillies fans, by the way. That is not unusual in Miami to have so many visiting fans into, because in Miami, you've got...
It's just like a melting pot
of
transplants.
You have fans of so many different teams, and so during a Miami Marlins baseball game, you're going to see fans from all over the country. So you have Phillies fans fighting in the outfield. Mm-hmm. There's a home run hit and some guy runs over and the ball bounces. And this woman, Phillies Karen, tries to grab it. She doesn't. This other guy gets it and runs back to his seat.
Oh.
And gives the ball back to, or gives the ball to his son.
Okay.
It looks like his son because it, you know, he hugs the kid. So.
Either way, he gives it to a kid.
He does.
Which is what you're supposed to do if you catch a foul ball.
Yeah, pretty sure it's his son. So Phillies Karen doesn't like that at all. And she runs over and confronts this guy. And I have the video up on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show in our stories. Here's a little bit of audio. There's not great audio for this. Hold on. Where did I put this? Hold on. Let me put it right here and then we can play it. Nope. Hold on. It's almost ready. Here we go. You took it from me.
That's all I can hear is you took it from me. How many cans of wine do you think she had before that?
That's right, because they do sell wine at the ballparks now in cans.
In cans.
What amazes me is that Phillies Karen was somehow able to convince this guy to give her the ball back.
Shut up, really?
Yeah. He took the ball out of his son's baseball mitt and gave it to Karen. And he's like, he just raises his arm. He's like, enough. Get out of here. I'm done with you.
Oh, no, no, no. He let the Karen win.
Yeah.
Was she giving it to a kid? Do we know?
No, no, no. I'm fairly certain she did not give it to a kid.
Oh,
she just walked
gosh.
Back to her seat because she won. She was successful. And then this is on television, and so the Miami Marlins event staff get involved because everybody had seen what happened. And the event staff went over to the guy and the kid, and they gave them, like, fan bags.
Oh,
like,
good.
Like a goodie bags.
Yeah.
But then I've also seen on social media where I guess they took this kid down to meet the guy for the Phillies that hit the home run. And then got some other autographed things,
okay.
Maybe an autographed bat.
Okay, so it all worked out.
And things like that. Now, I have seen, and I'm fairly certain this is false, like I've heard rumors that Phillies Karen lost her job.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
But that I think, there's so much misinformation out there. Like, you have to sort through this stuff now. Like, I saw a picture of Phillies Karen, like, pleading, like making a video, like how she was so sorry, and that turned out to be AI.
I was going to say, you never know now when things are AI. Like, it's so hard to tell. You got to look at the teeth.
But the rumor was that Phillies Karen, that she lost her job. She was a school teacher in New Jersey, which made no sense to me because she's down in Miami at the Marlins game. And even if she's on vacation, it's the school year. Like, why would she be on vacation, you know, already in September?
I feel like we're all just trying to relive the Coldplay kiss cam. We're all trying to have a new version of that again.
So this school district in New Jersey, Hamilton Public Schools, have had to release a statement that they're like, we don't know this woman. She does not work here.
The web just keeps getting wider. Oh my gosh. So many people are getting roped in now.
Yeah. And I guess that there's, her legal name is Cheryl Richardson Wagner, and I guess multiple Cheryl Richardson Wagners are being contacted, and they're like, this isn't me. I wasn't in Miami. I wasn't at this baseball game. I am not Phillies Karen. So,
moral of the story, if somebody around you catches a foul ball, don't be this woman, or you might end up being the new Phillies Karen.
Well, I've said this before on the show, and I think that should be true generically at any baseball game. If you ever catch a foul ball, it should always go to a kid.
Absolutely.
Either your kid or
another kid in the vicinity.
Yeah. And I've done this before. When I go to baseball games, I will, if I'm not there with my sons,
mm-hmm.
I will search around. I will look for a kid in the area and say, if I catch a foul ball tonight, I will give it to that kid.
Do you ever catch one?
Yes, I did it in Oakland.
Oh, really?
Like 2 or 3 years ago.
Wow, okay.
Are you gonna make me repost the video?
I would like to see it. All yeah, right. If you have it.
We'll put it up in stories or something on our Instagram. Yeah, because one of my friends took a video of me giving the ball to the kid.
Oh, that's so cool. Like, that's like a bucket list item. Yeah, let's see that. Post it at the Q Morning Show on Instagram.
We'll do that. It's Q104. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, nice to have you with us this morning. Someone texted in at 216-474-0104. They texted in. I'm stalling because I have to keep switching tabs.
Oh, wait, is it this
on
one?
My laptop.
Yeah. I bet the Phillies Karen is going to be the number one Halloween costume this year. Oh, that'd be a good one.
Do we already have to start thinking about that, our Halloween costumes?
I've been thinking about it. I think I know what I'm going to do this year, but it would require me not doing a couple's costume with Bryce, which we've never not done a couple's costume. So I don't know. I might leave him on his own this year.
Do you want to reveal that to us right now, what you're thinking about?
I kind of want to be Snooki.
Snooki?
Yeah, I think it'd be very fun.
Is Halloween taking place in 2004 this year?
I wish it was. Also, Jersey Shore is like 2008. Okay, get it right.
You might be right.
I am right because I was in high school when it was on.
Doesn't really help your argument there.
I want to get my boots with the fur, my leopard print skirt. I want to scream, "Where's the beach?" with a drink in my hand.
I think you can do better. I really do.
Well,
I think you could be more current.
No, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to be.
So we're going to do a round of what that cost you.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
Coming up in a second here, and I'm about to laugh. I'm laughing internally because I'm looking at what the item up for bid is going to be in a second here. We're going to get to that coming up, what that cost you. But I wanted to tell you about this first before I get to that. Because last night, the family and I are watching Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really enjoying this show, probably more than I should.
It's a good show.
It really is.
Yeah, I think it's a really good show. I watched it the first season. I watched twice.
I never really watched anything the Addams Family when I was growing up. Like they had the old-timey black and white show.
Yeah.
Which I never watched when I was a kid.
I didn't either.
And then they had the movies come out like in the 90s, and I really wasn't interested in that. There was, you know, MC Hammer had a song, The Addams Family, back
then. That's what I like about Wednesday, though, is you don't even need that backstory of those movies or the old show. You don't need to know any of it.
You don't. But it just surprises me. Like, they're adding so much depth to these characters, and I'm really enjoying it.
Okay.
And then the episode that I watched last night, Lady Gaga was finally in it.
Oh, okay, so you finally got to see her in it.
Well, I was wondering, like, when is she finally going to pop up?
Yeah.
Like, we keep talking about how Lady Gaga's in Wednesday, and I haven't seen her yet. I think that was probably the only episode that she was in, right?
I don't know. Is she only in one?
I think so. I think just one. But anyway, there was another scene that I saw last night that I wanted to bring to your attention this morning, Alyssa, because when I saw it, I smiled and giggled to myself inside. I couldn't bring this. I couldn't stop the show, but I remembered that I wanted to grab this and show you this morning. So this is a scene. The Addams Family are sitting down for dinner, and Lurch is serving something very gross for dinner.
Okay.
All right. So that's all you need to know. And then listen to how the mother describes something that they're going to add to the meal. So here it is.
Remind me what this is again?
Darling, don't you recognize your favorite family dish?
Roadkill pot pie.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yum. What's in it?
Possum. Little guy ran out right in front of us. Lurch backed up over it twice. Tenderized it.
We also added a little leftover raccoon, which gives that special woodsy flavor you adore. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
I did.
A little leftover
raccoon.
Raccoon.
I hate it. That's not how you say raccoon. It's raccoon.
Raccoon.
No! That's not how you say it. That's
raccoon.
You and her are the only two people that say raccoon.
You're saying it's just me and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Exactly. Honestly, not bad company to be in, but it's just you two.
Well, unfortunately, you're going to have to hear the term raccoon a few more times. And that is because we're about to play a round of what that cost you. Coming up next on the show, 216-474-0104.
It has something to do with raccoons?
It sure does. Also, it's 7:30. For the first time, we're going to debut this, the 7:30 banger. So every day during this time, we're going to try to play something for you that you haven't heard in
like
a while.
Like a deep cut.
Yeah.
Really get you going. Get your morning started right.
So let's go. The 7:30 banger. Fatboy Slim, praise you. The 7:30 banger this morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Jacqueline in Lorraine is joining us right now. Jacqueline, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to What That Cost You.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's our new game here. So what are we considering, Jacqueline? What are you trying to get us to guess?
So
what did that cost you?
It was a raccoon removal from my garage.
Oh, like you had to pay somebody to come get the raccoon out of the garage?
Oh my gosh. What an expensive summer. and yes, I heard a pitter patter in the soffit of my garage. And at first I'm like, what am I hearing? And it did not go away. And so I had someone go up when the raccoon was gone and shut the window. Well, she came back and put a hole in my garage because she had babies in there that I didn't know about.
Oh, she was determined. Oh. She was like, this is my garage now. Okay.
She was a good mama.
How many baby raccoons?
Four.
Four babies.
Oh.
And I was attached to them because we made eye contact. They were so cute. They were growing up, but they were doing damage. And I called someone and they said they could only euthanize them, which I was not okay with because.
Oh, no.
We had a connection. Yeah. So I ended up finding someone who would take them and put them into the woods. But it cost me.
Okay. It's so funny because, Jacqueline, I experienced this growing up as a kid because I grew up on a farm in Dover, Ohio. And one summer, we also had a family of raccoons.
Oh, I hate how you say it, but that's fine. That's fine.
Jacqueline, I'm saying it correct, right? Raccoons.
No.
We had a whole family there. And some guy, he would come out in a truck, and he came out like multiple times that summer with this special cage that he would put some food in the back of it.
It's a trap.
Yeah,
it's a trap cage.
The trap. And then the raccoon would go in, it would get the peanut butter or whatever it was, and then it would snap shut. And then he would come and he would take the cage away. He must have done that like seven times that summer.
Yeah.
Now, how much did that cost us? I have no idea because I was just a kid and I wasn't spending any money. And I have no idea how much that cost, but I'm going to try to take a guess here. And I'm guessing that it was a pretty penny because otherwise I don't think you'd be calling this morning on how much did that cost you. All right. So, Alyssa, do you want to take the first guess or you want me to guess?
Yeah. Again, not a very educated guess. I've never had to dabble into raccoon removal. But I'm going to take a guess of $270.
$270 total?
Yes.
To remove the raccoon?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going much higher. Much higher. How many times did the guy come out?
He only had to come once. He was a pro.
Just once so far.
Only once. Ooh, that's... Maybe I should lower it a little bit. Okay. I'm going to say $850 for raccoon removal. $850. What do we got, Jacqueline?
Okay, so it was... All right, my daughter's going to tell you. How much was it?
$400.
$400?
Oh, man. See, you guys should have just called me. I would have come and gotten the raccoons for free and just taken them home. And then I would have had raccoons at my house.
My daughter wanted to take it in as a pet, but you know, they can actually be really dangerous. Their droppings can actually have like something in it that's really dangerous to people. So they not only had to remove, they had to like scour the area and remove the droppings. So they were so cute, and I'm so glad that we could, you know, save them. I don't even think euthanizing is something that's very typical, but hopefully this guy did the right thing. He looked exactly the way you would imagine a raccoon trapper would look.
Really?
Yes. It was a crazy experience.
I'm imagining fedora hat and just beige clothing.
Yeah,
and
he's kind of getting like an Indiana Jones sort of vibe.
Yeah, kind of. But it was like Dog the Bounty Hunter, but for raccoons. Like,
gotcha.
And he had great stories.
Oh, I'm sure he did. If you're a raccoon catcher, You have to have great stories. I think that's part of the job title. Yeah. I'm glad that your garage is now raccoonless, but I'm also glad that the raccoons found a happy little home outside.
Yes, same. That was important to us.
Jacqueline, thank you for listening to us. And please tell us the name of your daughter as well.
Roma.
Thank you, Roma.
You're welcome.
Sabrina Carpenter. She was at the MTV Video Music Awards last night. She performed and won a few Moon Men as well, including Best Pop Artist and Best Album for Short and Sweet. It's the Q Morning Show, 216-474-0104. I'm so random this morning. I apologize. I'm reading through the text, 216-474-0104. People like the 7:30 banger.
Yeah, we got a text for a request, and I love this request. Rihanna breaking dishes. Oh, it's such a banger.
We should have something where people can request the 7:30 banger.
Yeah,
like
we
every
should.
Day. And then we'll give those to the boss, and he can review them, and it might be the 7:30 banger one day.
Yeah, I'm going to put something on our Instagram story right now. So at the Q Morning Show, if you've got some good suggestions for 7:30 bangers, songs to get you going in the morning, let us know.
And if you ever want to join us for What That Cost You, you can reach out to us as well, 216-474-0104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a new week will begin. You versus Alyssa, head-to-head trivia. Alyssa hasn't lost in over 2 weeks. We're playing in less than 10. The Q Morning Show. Mike in Beachwood is first up in the hot seat this week. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your 5 questions right here. Again, the rules, if you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win this game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are somehow stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Mike, are you ready?
Let's do it, yeah.
Question 1. From Justin to Kelly was a 2003 movie starring Justin Guarini and who?
Kelly Clarkson.
Question 2. Finish this song lyric. Tell me why I never want to hear you say.
Ooh. Goodbye.
Question 3. What is the capital of Cuba?
Havana.
Question 4. How many top friends could you have on MySpace?
Hey, one.
Final question. What is the name of a group of fish swimming together?
Oh, God. Group of fish swimming together. Oh, my God. A flock, which I know is birds, but let's go with that. Oh,
all right.
Sorry.
Got it. All right, Mike, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, Mike, not too bad today. I have you down for 2 questions correct out of 5.
They're tough ones. Let's see how Alyssa does.
Exactly right. Alyssa is almost ready. She's back in the studio. Headphones are going on. Alyssa, meet Mike in Beachwood.
Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Alyssa. Love the show.
Oh, thank you.
Mike did okay today. 2 out of 5. So
okay.
Alyssa needs 3 to win, 2 to just get the tie. Here we go. Question 1. From Justin to Kelly was a 2003 movie starring Justin Guarini and who?
Kelly Clarkson.
Question 2. Finish this song lyric. Tell me why I never want to hear you say.
I want it that way.
It's hard when I just read the lyric, right?
It really does make it more difficult.
Yeah.
Like 10 times over.
No, but you still got it.
Yeah. You sing that one, I totally know it.
Question 3. What is the capital of Cuba?
I don't know.
You do.
I definitely do. Havana?
Oh. Did she get it in time? I hit the buzzer. You said the answer as I hit the buzzer.
You're the judge.
I don't know.
I think a little tardy on that one.
I guess it doesn't matter. You've already tied him, so
yeah,
Mike can't get the win today.
Okay, all right.
Havana is correct. Question 4. How many top friends could you have on MySpace?
8.
That's correct. Final question. What is the name of a group of fish swimming together?
A school.
Yeah. She didn't even need that third question. Alyssa, I'm just giving you the 4 today.
I'll take it.
4 points for Alyssa. Unfortunately, Mike only got two. Mike, we loved having you, however. We hope you'll call back and play again. We do have fantastic prizes for you, so don't go anywhere. Hang on, please.
Thank you, guys. Love the show. My name is Mike, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you. I saw this over the weekend and I went, Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cavs and about eight other things, he and his wife Jennifer are getting a divorce.
Oh, no.
After 30 years of marriage.
Wow.
And they announced their divorce in a press release, which I guess you have to do. I've always wondered about that. It's like when you get divorced, like how do you let people know? You know,
yeah,
do you do it on Facebook? Do you just make phone calls, texts?
That's what I was going to say is even as a normal person, I feel like it would just be like uncomfortable to have to spread the word yourself, you know?
And if you are Dan Gilbert, you have to issue a press release. Here's a little bit from the press release. After 30 meaningful years filled with love and gratitude, we have together made the difficult decision to end our marriage. And it goes on and it says that they are going to remain friends and partners and, you know, because they have, you know, their charities together and mm-hmm. obviously they're in business together. I just don't understand after 30 years. And I think I've been thinking about this because I just celebrated my 18th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, that was last week.
And I know this in relationships. You know, when you first start dating, you know, a lot of those relationships don't go any further for whatever reason. Like you hit so many walls.
Right. Of course.
You know, and then you either choose to break up or you just break through that wall and you go to the next wall.
After 30 years, you would think that there's no wall that you cannot break through, though.
That's what I've always been thinking of. And apparently I'm not right. Like, there's going to be more walls to hit, I guess. I mean, I'm just looking at celebrities as an example.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Costner, he was married with Christine Baumgartner. They were together for 19 years and got a divorce.
Huh.
Hugh Jackman and Deborah Lee Furness, they were married for 27 years. And they got divorced. Meryl Streep.
Oh, yeah. Meryl Streep is another one.
Married for 40 years, and then they said, we're going to end it.
I wonder what the reason is. Like, I mean, obviously, I'm sure that they all have their reasons. But after that long, it is interesting to call it quits.
Scares me.
It is kind of scary, right? Because you'd think that, like, you're in the clear. Nothing that you do after that long of being with somebody is going to be the end. Right? Like nothing is going to make them call it quits. You would hope.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I'd like to do some more research on it and maybe talk to some more people to find out, like, why would you end your marriage after these many years? Because A, I'm just looking at, I don't want to date again.
That sounds terrifying. And I've only been off of the dating scene for like 5 years.
And I don't want to die alone, Alyssa. So why are you doing this?
Okay, well, your marriage is fine, okay? Everything is fine with you. We're asking hypothetical for other people and people like Dan Gilbert, the guy from the Cavs that are calling it quits after 30 years. Not you. Your marriage is fine.
I'm fine.
You're fine.
But everybody's freaking me out. You freaked me out.
Maybe somebody listening can shed some light. If you broke up, if you got divorced after a very long time, maybe it was your parents and you, want to tell us why. We love some good tea. 216-474-0104.
I don't know if I want to get into that this morning, but we can if you want.
Yeah, that might send Bill into a spiral. Not today.
I'm not emotionally prepared for that conversation today. But
that's fair. It's a Monday.
It's Q104. Thanks for being here. There's your best new artist at the MTV VMAs last night, Lady Gaga. It's the Q Morning Show. Coming up at 8:55 this morning, round number two of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to have tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Ghosts of Christmas Eve, coming up in December. So that's on the way. Benson Boone right now, Q104. Benson Boone, it's Q104. I have to make a correction. A second ago, I said Lady Gaga won Best New Artist at the MTV VMAs last night.
Yeah, that is, what year is it? 2008?
Oh, who's dressing up as Snooki for Halloween this year?
Okay.
Like, you don't have that many glass houses to throw stones at. I don't know the expression.
I get what you're trying to say.
I forget the expression.
I saw what you were trying to do there.
Lady Gaga won Artist of the Year last night. Alex Warren won Best New Artist.
Yes, he did.
I'm sorry, Alyssa. Way too many mistakes this morning. I've made way too many.
It's a Monday.
Like, if we had to list our mistakes at the end of the show, there'd be countless.
Well, it's a good thing we don't have to do that, because that would be awful. I don't think anybody would want to listen to that.
Earlier, we were talking about Dan Gilbert and Jennifer Gilbert. They issued a press release and announced that they are separating. They are getting a divorce after 30 years of marriage. And Alyssa asked me, she's like, do they have a dog?
Well, yeah, of course, because that's like one of the first things that comes to my mind.
I did Google that. They do have a dog, but it's Dan's service dog. So,
okay.
I think Jennifer's going to let him keep that.
Okay, because that was my next question, is who gets the dog?
It's a good question.
It is a good question. It's been on my brain lately because two of my really good friends in San Diego, they just broke up and they lived together, you know, the works. But during the 3 years that they were together, they got a dog together. So this is like top of mind for me of like, who gets the dog when you break up?
I'm pretty sure. Like, we've never spoken about this. Paul and I have never talked about this. But I'm pretty sure that if Paul and I did decide to end our marriage and get a divorce, that she would keep Myrtle. She would take the dog.
Really?
And give me full custody of the kids. I would get full custody.
That's a fair trade-off.
It would just be Paula and the dog living in the house. She would take the house, too.
Oh, she would have the house. Okay.
And I'd have to go get a two-bedroom apartment.
Honestly, it sounds like it'd work out pretty well for Paula. I'm just saying. Throwing it out there.
216-474-0104. So what happens? The relationship ends.
You guys have a dog or a cat together. You have an animal together.
What do you do with the animal?
Who takes the cat, the dog, whatever you got? Who gets custody?
Lady Gaga, Artist of the Year, by the way. Not Best New Artist. Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So who gets the dog after a breakup? Let's go to Joe in Cleveland. Joe, good morning.
The Browns just is a sports travesty, man.
Joe, we're not talking about...
Ain't nobody gonna tell me different, man.
We're not talking about the Browns.
The yardage and all that. Only the Browns do that.
Joe! We're not... Joe's still upset. We're not talking about
God,
the Browns.
Joe. Chill.
Poor Joe.
Bad day for Joe.
Megan. In Seven Hills. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you are in a breakup, and you both had a dog. After you break up, who gets the dog?
I mean, I don't think you need to pick, because you really can just do joint custody. I did that with my ex.
Joint custody, like, over a dog, like, the way that you would have it with a child? Like, joint custody?
Yeah, I mean, when we broke up, he moved out, and every Sunday he would just come by and pick her up and take her to the park or, you know, do something with her for a few hours and drop her off. And we did that for almost 2 years, and it worked out in the beginning.
Okay, so you had the dog for 6 days a week, and your ex only had one day with the dog.
A couple hours.
Yeah, I mean, if I had something to do on a Sunday, he would take her for longer, but, you know, it was just like Sunday was their day.
Did the lawyers work that out?
No, we did, because it just, you know, I mean, when he still lived locally, it was just what we did so that we didn't have to fight about it. It was one less thing to, you know, be contentious over, but, and like I said, it worked out in the beginning, but it did get a little weird in the end when I started seeing a new guy. Yeah, so that was a little awkward, but not too long after that, my ex did end up moving down towards Southern Ohio. So we stopped the joint custody. But,
dang. I'm sure you were so sad to see that end.
It was nicer not to have the interference of an ex in my life for sure. But what I'm saying is the joint custody with the dog, it can work.
What's your dog's name?
Her name was Bernie.
So did your ex ever come to you and say, you know what? I can't handle just the one day a week with Bernie. I need to have Bernie longer. I need to have Bernie. At least give me a weekend.
Every other weekend or something.
No, because I think just like with kids, you know, they end up being like actually not having the responsibility of them, you know, for the 6 days a week is beneficial. And they just get to be like the cool one, you know, like the cool parent for Sunday outings.
I imagine Bernadette just getting shuffled between homes for holidays, too.
See,
Christmas Eve with dad, Christmas Day with mom. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's extra treats, right? Extra dog toys.
That's how I always looked at it as a kid of divorce.
She got spoiled for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Megan, for calling in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Katie in Bedford is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Katie, you feeling confident? Are you ready?
Absolutely not, but I'm going to go for it.
Question number one. YOLO stands for what?
You only live once.
Question two. True or false? An owl is nocturnal.
True.
Question three. What game show that's still on the air today was originally hosted by Bob Barker?
The Price is Right.
Question four. What superhero is also known as the Dark Knight?
Batman.
Final question. What organ in your body helps you detox? For example, when you have a few too many cocktails.
Your kidneys?
All right, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? As we do that, Katie, I just want to do a quick fact check. As you gave me an answer I wasn't expecting. Alyssa's coming back into the studio right now. Katie gave me an answer I wasn't expecting, so I'm asking the judges.
What do the judges think?
I'm going to give her the point on this.
All right.
I don't know why trivia questions have like 10 different answers. What's the point? Give me a specific answer, you know?
Yeah, trials and tribulations of a trivia host.
I'm going to give her the point, and you know why?
Why is that?
Because it means that Katie goes 5-for-5.
Oh, okay. That's why you want to give her that point.
It's really time for Alyssa to lose, so I want to make it as difficult for Alyssa as possible. So, Alyssa, you need all 5 of these correct just to tie Katie.
Sheesh. Okay.
I'm not going to score you throughout. I'm just going to ask you all 5 questions. At the end, we'll tally it up.
All right.
Question one. YOLO stands for what?
You only live once. You only live once.
Question two. True or false? An owl is nocturnal.
True.
Question three. What game show that is still on the air today was originally hosted by Bob Barker?
The Price is Right.
Question four. What superhero is also known as the Dark Knight?
Batman.
Final question. What organ in your body helps you detox? For example, when you have a few too many cocktails.
Your liver.
Yes, your liver. Okay. Alyssa went 5-for-5 as well.
Okay. I kind of figured with how disappointed you sounded, but you didn't give me any dings.
No, you got 5 dings.
Can I get at least 1 ding?
No, I'm not giving you any dings.
I should have gotten 5.
No dings for you. The 5th question, so Katie had answered it, your kidneys. So I asked the judges, like, do your kidneys help you detox? And they're like, yes, your kidneys are one of the main body's main detox systems. So I mean, I'm not a surgeon, okay?
You're just a trivia host.
I don't know what all these organs do. I just have a basic idea. Anyway, you both go 5 for 5. You both tie today.
Woo!
Don't get too excited over there. Katie really wanted to beat you.
Well, Katie, you did as well as you could have.
That's right.
Try again someday, Katie, and don't go anywhere. We do have some fantastic prizes to set you up with, okay?
Okay. My name is Katie, and I just aced Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.